Asbury Park Rebellion in the summer of 17. Suburban whites played music while cops suppressed black dreams. Demanding summer jobs, African American youth rebelled. For Asbury Park's tourist trade failed to hire them. The white merchants made money from the crowds who came to swim in the ocean by the beach, who filled restaurants and inns. The Asbury Park Rebellion in the summer of 17. Suburban whites played music while cops suppressed black dreams. On the west side of Asbury Park, 700 youths want jobs, but only 246 can be hired with Youth Corps funds. Yet white kids from other towns are recruited by the white merchants to staff their boardroom businesses, resort hotels and restaurants. The Asbury Park Rebellion in the summer of 70. Suburban whites played music while cops suppressed black dreams. So after a July 4th dance, the Asbury Park Rebellion began. And white-owned Springwood Avenue stores had some windows broken. The mayor then called his cops, led by a puppet chief. Who brutally cleared the streets. The Asbury Park Rebellion in the summer of 17. Suburban whites played music while cops suppressed black dreams. 1,000 youths marched downtown after 5 p.m. on July the 7th and trashed the stores on Main Street as the state troopers fired their weapons. Cops used tear gas and shotguns and clubbed women with their nightsticks and fired into apartment windows when they occupied the West Side District. The Asbury Park Rebellion in the summer of 17. Suburban whites played music while cops suppressed black dreams. State police held machine guns on the streets of Asbury Park, and the shotgun 14 were taken with gunshot wounds to Jersey Shore Hospital. And 160 were arrested, and some claim that 4 were killed. The Asbury Park Rebellion in the summer of 70. Suburban whites played music while cops suppressed black dreams. A town curfew was imposed, and concerned citizens made 22 demands, like more jobs for local youth, more housing, and a police review board. Jersey suburban whites play music still